Hello, guys. So today we are going to be talking about creating a perfect wedding day timeline.
Yes.
And especially starting off with, you know, you just booked your major vendors and you're trying to decide, you know, what happens next. This is a great next step because you can use the information from the major vendors you booked to plan or start to plan out what your day is going to look like.
Yes. Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
So, to be able to plan your wedding day timeline, I think is one of the hardest things, because even if you've been to a lot of weddings, you don't really pay attention to how long things take, especially with getting ready and all of that. So what we've done is put together a freebie where it will walk you through how to plan out your wedding day timeline.
Freebie, woo, woo!
I love the energy,
yeah,
Michael.
It's pretty awesome.
So we've put together some resources that can help you outline how to create your perfect wedding day. But we'll also be talking about three big things today that you need to figure out in order to start planning your timeline.
Yeah.
So the first one is deciding whether or not you're going to do a first look. So if you know us at all, you know that we love first looks. We loved doing a first look at our own wedding, and we love when we get to shoot first looks. It's such a special time of the day. We could talk about it forever. In fact, we already have.
We have already, and we're going to link it here.
So you can go and you can listen to why we love first looks, but decide for yourself whether you want to do one or not, and that is going to really impact how you're going to plan out your wedding day timeline.
And the freebie that we're giving away has both a first look and a traditional, what they call traditional, timeline. So regardless of what you end up deciding to do, get this freebie.
It'll help you out
either
way. So if you are not doing a first look, then we typically recommend you have a little bit longer than an average cocktail hour. We suggest that you push it to an hour and a half so that you can fit in all the pictures that you need. So we'll be doing pictures of just the two of you, bridal party, and family within that time. So an hour and a half gives you a little bit more wiggle room, especially if you have to take into consider travel time.
Yeah.
If you are doing a first look, then you're typically going to have a lot more things taken care of at the beginning of the day before the ceremony. So you'll do getting ready pictures just like normal, but then you'll also do your first look, your pictures of the bride and groom, the bridal party, and you can even do family pictures before the ceremony even starts. So doing a first look or not is really going to change the outline for the timeline of your day.
Yeah. And then the second and probably most important thing to think about when you're starting to plan out a timeline is sunset time on your wedding day.
Yes. Sunset is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to base everything pretty much off of this sunset time, especially if you're getting married outside or at a venue that has a lot of outside spaces.
Well, and frankly, most people want to be outside for the majority of their wedding day. Your pictures are going to be nicer. It's usually your venues are beautiful in the outdoors as well as inside. So it's important to be able to have the flexibility to use both.
Right. So for an example, let's say your sunset, the sunset on your wedding day is at 7 p.m. So that really, it should be when your reception starts. So at sunset, we say reception should start. So that means your cocktail hour will be the hour before that, or depending if you're doing maybe a little longer, if you're not doing a first look, so from 6 to 7 or so, which means your ceremony would be, if it's around half an hour, 5:30 to 6.
So as you're seeing, he is figuring out when sunset is and then kind of working backwards to figure out everything, the start times for everything throughout the day.
Right.
So really focusing on when sunset is important to be able to figure out the rest of your day.
Correct.
Then the very last thing that you should be able to cover in planning out your timeline is figuring out what your venue allows. There are lots of venues who have very specific times of when you're allowed to arrive and when you need to leave by. Mm-hmm. And other venues are very flexible and you can be there all day. So you really need to figure out for your getting ready space, for your ceremony space, and for your reception, what is it that your venue is going to allow you to do? If you're in one location, typically they'll allow you to be there all day. But some venues say, hey, you can't be here before 11 and you need to leave by 10. So you really need to be able to figure those things out so that you know how much time you have to be able to plan your wedding day timeline.
Yeah, and the same thing goes with ceremony times as well, because if you decide to get married at a church or something like that, a lot of those will have restricted times that they have something else that's happening afterwards. So you will need to keep that in consideration as well.
Yeah, so if you're getting married at a Catholic church, a lot of times they'll have mass after a ceremony takes place. Mm. So you need to make sure that you figure out, okay, so if I have to be out by 2 p.m., I really need to make sure that my ceremony is starting at X to get it all taken care of.
Correct. So those are the three major points that you want to consider when starting to create your wedding day timeline. First one, whether or not you're doing a first look. Second one, basing everything on your sunset time. And third one, figuring out what your venues allow.
Yes, exactly. Hopefully your wedding vendors will be able to help you outline this a little bit more. But to get you started, click below, get that freebie, and hopefully it helps you be able to figure out all of these details. We know it's hard. You've never had to do this before. So we want to be there to help.
Yeah.